Hello, my name is Kate Beasley, a student counselor, and I am interviewing Ms. Chan, an ESL student from TCC Northeast, originally from Myanmar. The purpose of this interview is to learn about the experiences and history of TCC's ESL students who help provide a unique story TCC has. The goal of this interview is to learn about the experience of Chan and document some of her stories. Can we start off just by like telling me about yourself? Like, where are you from? How old are you? Are you married or single? Do you have kids, a job, etc.?
Yes. My name is Jiang Bong. I was born in Myanmar. I have a 6 brother and a sister. My parents, they live in Myanmar right now. So I have been in Tulsa, 13 years old. And I have 4 children. We live with my children.
Yeah. And how did you come to move to Tulsa? Like, was it family or were there like opportunities? Like, was it a job or did you just want to migrate to the United States and Tulsa was just the best fit?
I have been in Tulsa only when we come in the U.S. We moved from Malaysia in Malaysia 2011. Mm-hmm. So we moved with my family and I am single right now. My children are, they have a girl, all. They have a job. And what else do you need?
And you moved to Tulsa to live with your family, to live with your children? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
Awesome.
Yeah. You have a record right now or you need to answer?
No.
Because
it's good. I have my record. It's recording. I just want to help make sure that we fill up all of our time, truthfully.
Uh-huh.
And your decision to move to, like, Tulsa and to the United States, would you make that decision again? Like,
oh, we moved to in Tulsa in 2011. So with family?
Yeah. Do you enjoy living in Tulsa? Like,
yes, I am. Yeah, because it's a convenient place. Mm-hmm. I stay. And then also the weather is good. Yeah. The weather is good. And then, yeah, I love Tulsa.
That's awesome. I'm going to move on to start asking a little bit more about, like, TCC. How have you enjoyed, like, how has your experience at TCC been?
It is, that's helpful for my language. So I'm studying, my second language is vocabulary and how to speak English and how to communicate Asian and then how to read and write. So I understand a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, awesome. When did you choose TCC specifically for the ESL program?
Yes.
Okay. Was there any other option than TCC? Like a different university or like a separate, like more private program? Or was it always like TCC was the best fit?
If I can understand or I have a little bit more understand, yeah, I would like to continue study.
Yeah, that's awesome. Did you look at, I wasn't very clear with my questions. Did you look at any other school than TCC?
No, only TCC. And then if I have an understanding, I would like to, you know, college or associate specifically.
Oh, awesome. You want to get your associates. That's awesome. Would you say that's like your big goal for your education, like with your English learning? You want to get your associates?
Yes, ma'am.
Will that help you get like more jobs and like more opportunities?
Yes, because I was not speaking English before my come early.
Yeah.
And then right now I can speak a little bit and I understand a little bit. So yeah, when I work at my place, I can communication with my friends, and then they told me I understand, and then yeah, it is 80%. I understand already. Thank you so much for learning.
Yeah, that's awesome. How has Oklahoma been different from Myanmar?
It is so many different, because Myanmar is right now, we don't have any electric at all. And then a living standard is many different. I can tell you enough, because we don't have many job or something, a living standard, and yeah, different, a lot of different.
Yeah. And this is a little bit more, this is talking about food. Like, how is the food different in Oklahoma or the United States as a whole compared to Myanmar?
Yeah, it is. The food also different, because we eat always rice in Myanmar. Mm-hmm. And in Tulsa or Oklahoma is, I like American food, and yeah, they have a lot of spot to food or something. And then when we get a buy, also cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can buy because we don't have in my country an income or something. We don't have any make money. So in Tulsa, Oklahoma is we can make myself money, and then we can buy anything.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah. Is there lots of variety in the foods? Like, can you try different foods here compared to when you're in Myanmar?
It is. Foods are very fresh. You know, something we have by meat also very fresh, and they put a date. So it is I love, because they put a date, and then not we how to use, how long we keep, like different from my country. So yeah. Many vegetable, and then everything we can spot.
That's interesting. Do you have any specific like comfort foods that you grew up with in Myanmar that you still enjoy eating now?
Yeah, we are. We are all always rice basically, mm-hmm. And we make some curry. And different, because we usually use and onion, some different. So in Tulsa is they eat, and they didn't use rice.
Yeah,
and I love the food.
Awesome. Let's see. How is the food similar here? Like, do you eat similar? Like, you mentioned that we don't eat as much rice as you do in Myanmar, but are there similar like fruits or vegetables, or like you kind of mentioned the meat was different, but like spices and like the flavors, are those pretty different, like American food compared to food you would eat in Myanmar?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we are usually always chili, like put chili powder or something we use. Mm-hmm. In American, is they didn't use chilies too much, right?
Yes, it's mild.
Yeah, different. That's for healthy food.
Yeah. Do you think there are any noticeable differences in culture and traditions, like in Oklahoma compared to Myanmar, like in the way people dress or like religion, the holiday celebrations? Like, what are things that are different in Myanmar?
My country is, we don't know, use human rights. Yes, it is different. And then, and I told in America is they care people, they respect, and they love. I love whoever I talk to the street, you know. And then, yeah, living standard is a little bit different. Also, my country, some people, they're good, but looks like they don't know much human rights or, you know, what. And yeah, it is much different.
Yeah. Did you practice like a specific religion when you were in Myanmar?
Yes, I was study Bibles. Was my country. Diploma.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, different. Yeah. I love religion is for my life. Yeah, every day I pray and I read the Bible.
Yeah. Have you found, have you found a church since you moved to Tulsa that you were able to?
Yeah, I found a common church. That's white people. And I love the chess also. I won last 2 years. And then sometime I won victory. Yeah, how they say I understand at all, but and yeah, a little bit help for me.
Yeah, that's really awesome. What are like some hobbies that you have had since you moved here? Like, are there any different things that you do here that you wouldn't be able to do in Myanmar?
Okay. I am interesting. I like sport, knitting, cooking, and sewing. So I had a volunteer, people helping. When I got free time, I need always a hat or scarf like this. And then also, I was in Malaysia. I had a refugee people from Ellen Chin refugee in Malaysia. I help with some victim women or divorced women, how to income they get from a small business or something they we was bought. And then also in here in Tulsa, I was work mental health.
Yeah.
Mental health, free mental health support and help finding location service for daily life from church here, affordable housing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really interesting. And like, has America been different to how you thought it would be? Like, did you assume it would be one way and it's been different?
Yeah, all different. That's, we can tell you now, because living standard is very low in my country. So yeah, America is an amazing country. Yeah, living standard is different.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell you. Whatever we're going to do, now transporting, and then when we want to buy something, and or when we want to make a small business, so we don't have any money, or we can make money. The income is very low.
Yeah.
And we don't. In America is, if we want to make some money, we can get. But my country is not like this.
Yeah.
It's difficult. It's a very difficult time right now. So they have a governor, the military coup.
Yeah.
And many people are they live from their home, and they get a forest a lot, and they get hungry.
Yeah.
And how to stay with that different. And then right now is, yeah, they have a arrest.
Mm-hmm. Is your family safe? You mentioned that your parents still lived in Myanmar. Are they safe?
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, they live, my parents are in my country.
Yeah. Have you been able to visit them since you moved to the United States?
My father is very old, 93 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And he can walk. I decide I want to move there, but they don't want my father and my mom, they want to stay my home only. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was visit two times.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm glad you're able to go visit them. We had Wenisha join. I'm sorry, how do you pronounce your name?
Oh, Wenisha.
Wenisha? Okay.
Yeah.
We can just ask some of the final questions. Like, can you introduce yourself? Just like,
okay, I'm so sorry, I forgot to change my alarm clock.
I'm okay.